Hello, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. When Emmaus Center first opened, we located right next door to a large law firm in downtown Glen Burnie, Maryland. To say this firm was not happy a homeless resource center moved in next to them would be an understatement. Over the months of the first year, I kept sharing with our homeless friends who came in, "Don't repay evil with evil." Well, to my surprise and delight, I found out that they were listening to that message. You see, we continued to have problems with our neighbors in the law firm, and they continued to strike back at us in various ways, which usually precipitated a scowl of sorts from them. It was actually kind of funny to see them mumble under their breath when we'd say to them with a smile, "Good morning." Well, nearly a year passed since we had opened, and I awoke one morning to about a foot of snow on the ground. Living in northern Michigan for much of my adult life, 12 inches of snow was not going to keep me from opening the center that day. I left early enough to drive slowly in defense of any Marylanders who were on the road that time. That's a joke. Well, when I got to the center, about a half a dozen people were waiting to see if we were going to open that day. They greeted me with a grateful smile, saying, "Hello, Father Ed." And if it wasn't enough to make my day, what followed surely did. As I was in the back preparing for morning prayer, two of our guys grabbed snow shovels and not only cleared off all the snow from our walkway and parking area, but they took care of our next door neighbors as well. I came out front for some reason and looked outside. I was happy to see that our walk and parking areas had been cleared. But I wish I could describe the look on the face of one of the attorneys pulling up to the parking spot Dave Thornhill had shoveled for him. I think he was both grateful and embarrassed at the same time. Now, I'd like to end this story by telling you that we were friends with the attorneys for the rest of the time we were there. But that wouldn't be true. You see, it's not about how they felt about us. It was about how those two guys felt about themselves. Dave Thornhill lived for another 2 years before he passed away. Yes, the life expectancy of people who are homeless is far less than people who are not. But I remember Dave coming in after he finished that voluntary work. He had a smile on his face I'll never forget. He knew he had done the right thing and was proud of it. Hell, he stood at our front window for at least a half an hour after that, watching the rest of the attorneys come to work and watch their reactions to how his acts of kindness affected them. Take the rest of this time we have together this morning and think about David. Think about how often those who have the least give the most. Think about how you are responding to evil in your world. Now, I'm not suggesting you accept the evil in your world, but maybe there's a better way to respond to it. If someone is mean to you, can you be kind in return? If someone treats others poorly, can you treat those being treated poorly well? You see, when we repay evil with good, it's not about the evildoer's character. It's about yours. Will you think about that today?